Nisim Tov Kuf Tzadi. We did Sif Ches, we didn't do the Mishaburas yet. So,
Adam.
We're grappling with over here in the Halach and Sif Ches. When it's considered a half second, you lose, you have to go back to the beginning of the line. And when you don't have to go back to the beginning of the line. So, they said if there's an interruption between the Trua, you put Tina the key in the shore where the true which doesn't belong there, or put a shore when there's not supposed to be a shore there. So bent key of the shore. He put in a true hina b'tashat. Hech this true cut him shore. So in tashat. So he blew instead of tashat. He blew tkiya teruah shore tkiya. So that true doesn't belong there. Who would any mechnis? So achar shvorim, or he blew tkiya shvorim through a tkiya, but he's supposed to blow tkiya shvorim tkiya.
First was tkiya through a shvorim.
Yeah, filim loy gomer had tkiya true. Even if he didn't say that blow the whole true either, because now since it doesn't belong there at all, it's a problem. Chemet hashrat imasa had true kadam shvorim. If he blew tkiya teruah shvorim tkiya, that's the wrong order. That shvorim doesn't belong there at that point. So he has a gam tkiya rishon. He loses the first tkiya and he has to start over again. That's the first opinion over here in this Mishnah Berurah. Okay.
If he did what? Tkiya teruah tkiya?
No, tkiya teruah shvorim tkiya.
Tkiya teruah shvorim.
Yeah. He was tashrat, but he blew the trua first.
He was supposed to have done
the shorim first. The kibin the trua shaychav is as seder. Even though it's out of order, but since it does belong here, and so lachzul the kibin rishona al germa shorim trua kedarka tamed v'dayu. So, according to this second opinion, he doesn't lose the tkiya. So he blew tkiya and he blew trua shvorim. So he just blows Shorim through it to correct himself, and then he blows the second key. He doesn't have to go back to the beginning again. That's what some of Kranim say. Shiburis doesn't seem to make a hachra on that. Okay, then the second case was he blew a Shorim between the Chuan and the Tekiah, Lamed Aleph, Hainul Gam Kain B'Taratz. So the case was Tarat. So he's supposed to just blow Shrua, and he blew a Shorim also. Hit the shorim, akra trua.
That's like a rock.
Well, it's a cut of trua. So if there's the trua either before or after, if there's a shorim before or after the trua, it doesn't belong here. Tarat. Now he's going to the case of Tarat. So the case of Tarat, so he has to go back to the tkiya, first tkiya again. Because I feel him, like he didn't blow all of, he blew two of the shorim, one shever. It doesn't belong there at all. So it's a song. Sound doesn't belong there. So it's going to be a hefsek. Kana. V'yesh mekar mishadarkam l'sayim b'sef trua b'kol oroch v'ayim p'rimagadam b'sef katan v'yesh mefakim b'zeh l'ulay nech v'zeh l'shorim. So their minhag was to blow tkiya trua tkiya, but the trua that he blew was a longer sound. So if Rebbe says that, well, that longer sound might count as a shvorim. And if it counts as a shvorim, then you have a problem. There's between the trua and the blast of kia, there's a shvorim, and then you lost the whole thing. So that's not a good idea.
Hello, good evening, Dr. Cohen. Hello,
the Kenyesh Rebellion at Kia, Shenam Mumchim Alachazu. Or, alternatively, you have people which are not so good at blowing. Getting into the true sometimes it's hard. So instead of blowing right away, it goes. So the first sound is a longer sound. That might be a shever. If it's a shever, you have a hesed in the tkiya and the true with a shever, which doesn't belong. So both of those situations are not acceptable.
Some people have a custom to make the ends of their true is longer, like shorim.
Correct.
Why?
I don't know.
It's a no good man.
I don't know why they did it, but that's what they did. Okay, bay, lama base. Or, alternatively, you had a case where he blew truas, two truas one after the other. Okay. So l'chera now over there, it's not the wrong sound. The afshe shteim minyan, even though trua belongs there. He completed the first trua totally, and it's a kosher. So then the second sound is not considered a sound which belongs there, because and therefore it lacks the hefsek between the trua and the final tekiah, and you have to go back to the beginning of the line. Tekiah, terua, terua, tekiah.
He blew two truas, one after the other.
Correct.
Separated by what?
He paused, then he took a breath.
The breath. Okay. Just considered one trua.
Right. But Davke, because he hefsek ben negim. If it's all one breath, it's all one trua. So therefore, that wouldn't be a problem. The problem is that he blew a trua, stopped, took a breath, and then did it again. Okay. So that's one. Those are some examples of when we have a problem. Furthermore, another example you have a problem is where he blew tekiah, trua tekiah. But that second tekiah that he blew was a misasek shalom l'shem tekiah. He wasn't intending to blow tekiah. He was just, he blew tekiah teruah, and he spaced out and he made the sound. Misasek. So that's a sound in between, which is a hefsek. Magen Avraham and Tzadik d'yesh l'hokel b'zeh. Magen Avraham comes along with interesting arguments. Okay, that's not a problem. The misasik lochoshev tkiya klal. Rabbi kilo shoma kol acher ben tayim. The lochoshev hefsek all yedin said. Let's say you have by the kaisel. Right, there's more than one minion. So I'm holding the middle of I'm listening to tkiya, to ruah tkiya, and the next minion over, all of a sudden blows a shwarm. That's not a problem. I'm not. I hear another curl. It's not part of what I'm listening to. For my curl, my fear, it's not a problem. So zokt the Morgan of Rome, the same way that's true that you're going to accept if there's multiple minyanim and you hear from a different minyan a different sound, we don't consider it a hefsek. Now there is a shita holding not your yotzei. Which we said about that's a machlokes. So the Morgan Rum says if that's true, if a person made a sound which he didn't intend to make a sound at all, so they wasn't trying that, that's going to remain at worst the equivalent of that shita which says over there that you hear a sound from somewhere else. At worst is that equivalent, and possibly it's even better. That's the Magen Rambam's argument. So it's like you heard a different sound from so let's say I heard a trumpet blowing. Everybody's mouthing, you heard a trumpet blowing, that can be a hefsek. A shofar maybe. But it's not a shofar, blowing a shofar. Kimisasik is like it's like hearing an alarm clock. That's the Magen Rambam's time. Okay. Then he said, let's say he blew three shvarim. He was shosak v'hipsik, and then he blew some more shvarim. So that's considered a hefsek. That was the same way he had a problem with a case of tria, tkiya, terua, terua, tkiya. So a case of tkiya, shvarim, shvarim, tkiya is also a problem. Even if it's only one shever the second time. But again, it's only for a problem if you were mafsik, which means that he took a breath in between, so therefore this shever and that shever are not connected. But if he didn't take a breath in between, so this is all part of his shvarim. So he blew four shvarims, that's fine. Shalz of a hipsik, hainu shalz of a b'shtein nashim, it was two breaths. If it's one breath, it's all the same thing. You're allowed to blow more than one three shvarim, because it wasn't rooted tefillah. Person blew a tekiah that didn't go well, and he blew it again to get it right. That's not a problem. That's all considered. That's all the act of what blowing one tekiah. If however he blew a tekiah, which meeker, then let's say it's kosher, and he wants to be a frumi and blow it again, so that would be a problem. Because lav dafka, you'd be yotz in that situation. Because that second sound, on the other hand, like, where's the problem? Like, the first tekiah, so there's a hefty in the first tekiah and the second, and the middle sound. Okay, so you'll ignore the first tekiah, use the second tekiah. Or at the end, he blew, let's say, so either the case is Tekiah, Tekiah, Shorb, Tekiah. So there's a hesitancy in the first Tekiah and the second Tekiah. Okay, no. Right?
And he says as follows.
Well, the case of the Mishabur case is he blew Tekiah, Shvorim, let's say. Then he blew, he tried to blow Tekiah and didn't come out well. Then he blew Tekiah a second time, which came out well. So he says, that doesn't bother me, because that first Tekiah that he blew is not a hefsik between the first Tekiah and the second Tekiah. Between the Shvorim and the Tekiah, Shvorim, bad sound, Tekiah. So if that's a hefsik, you lose the whole line.
Oh, well, they rose in there.
So it doesn't bother us, because we say, no, it's all one act of blowing. But if you blow twice, so it'll be a hefsik. Okay, but no. So you'll use the first one, not the second one. The hefsik, but theoretically, such a thing would be true. Okay.
He says it's really general.
What would be true theoretically?
If you blew a second tekiah intentionally, even after you're with the first one, it would be not acceptable. But it's not a problem. Don't ignore it. Okay. So he said like this.
First, okay.
You'll ignore. Well, it depends if you're talking about the and you ignore the second one.
Ignore the second.
So all these cases, you lose the first tekiah also. Tekiah Rishon, Lamate.
It's a general. Like,
so now, see, he blew tekiah, shvorim, tekiah. She said, no, that's not good. Because the second shvorim was in between the shvorim and the tekiah, therefore you lose the whole line. But he already blew a tekiah already. So that situation. So if he blew tekiah, shvorim, we said, listen, blow it, start over again. If you're ready, he blew tekiah, shvorim, tekiah. So that second tekiah that you blew now can count as your beginning of your new set.
You just blow it, shvorim, and then.
You blow shvorim and tekiah. Right. If he didn't realize that this is a problem until he gets to the next set, for example, going charmer b'tashrat, b'nizker shatov b'tashrat. He already started tashrat. He realized that he blew it when he blew tashrat. So Gomer called Simon. So you finish off your tashrats. So you'll blow one more set of tashrat.
It's like almost a natural.
So it comes out, he blew one tashrat, a second tashrat, the third tashrat was not acceptable. He blows tashrat, then he blows tashrat again. So why don't we say, listen, on the tzad, the tashrat was the right sound. He blew tashrat once, tashrat a second time. He blew these other sounds we shouldn't be blowing right now. And then he blows tashrat again. So that's a hefsik in your simon. Right? So what's the problem? The Torah never said you can't blow the sounds in the middle, right?
Well, what do you mean, have second or seven?
I have to blow nine sounds, meaning right. I have to blow tekiah, teruah, tekiah, three times. So this person blew tekiah, teruah, tekiah, teruah, tekiah, we're calling that the teruah, the teruah, teshrat. Then he started blowing taps. He blew, and then he blew teshrat again. Because according to the Tashrat, Tashrat is the right sound. Tashrat is a waste of time. So he only realized he made a mistake in his third Tashrat after he started blowing Tashrat. So he said, listen, finish off your Tashrats. And then go back and blow one more set of one more line of Tashrats. So it's Tashrat, 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 Tashrat. Is that a problem? No, it's not a problem. Right? So what's the worst it's going to be? So but in between your Seder, your Seder, meaning the three lines, the three bavas, you're going to have some other sounds. The psul of our simon sif over here is in the line itself. It's a problem. Between lines doesn't bother us.
But that way, the b'chol's I feel talking about kiyus the miyushiv tzarech
lachsa. Even though it's a general mitzvah, it will still be included.
Remember, the nisma called tkiyas. Person made a mistake in tkiyas to miyushim. So listen, you know what? I'm going to blow tkiyas to movement anyway. So just wait till then. We don't say that. You have to correct it right now. You made a bracha now. You need to blow these correctly. We got with tkiyas to movement, tzarek lachser, the haymaker. And tkiyas to movement also, you would have to go back. So the first 30 carlos, which are the keys to the miyushib, you need to correct. The next 30 carlos of the keys to the movement, you need to correct. The last 40 carlos you blow at the end. If you make a mistake, you know, meeker, then you don't really have to go back because they're just submitting a ba'alma.
Or is it, does it become part of the parcel of every mitzvah? So, for example, do we say that?
Okay. Obviously, you want to do them properly at the end also.
So I violated lifting here.
Yeah. Fine.
Or do I say no?
Tests.
It really becomes part and parcel of every other mitzvah.
In Tzorka, Shnei Tashrat, or Shnei Tashrat, or Shnei Tarat, Kehoigen, Tzorba Shlishi. So the point we just said, if he blew the two lines of Tashrat correctly, and the third line of Tashrat he got wrong, or Tashrat or Tarat, you don't have to redo the whole Seder, you have to redo the whole line. No din. In talking about if you blow out of the other end of the shofar, you're not yotzi. We have this in before, you have to blow Derech Havora, fine. As Mr. Burr is going to point out. Hagoa. You cannot yet to be blown from the wrong end. So you have to blow it the way it's Habarosa. What does Habarosa mean? Remember, b'derech t'munas giduloi sho'ayo mavir amichayim b'roishoi tatsarach liskayaboy. Hadamokam akotzer remesadavar minametzer karosiko. So we said before tupshatim how what it means. So when it starts to grow, it starts to grow a small antler in the head. And small horn in the head, and that piece keeps moving further and further out of the body as new grows underneath it. So it comes out that the havora is it moves, it adds on the larger part. The smaller part came first, so you have to use the smaller part first. That's where it came from. That was one pshat that we saw before. And there's another shot which right now my mind is blanking.
It's my time.
Why it's called Derech Havora. Something like that. Okay. Fine. Simon Tovkub Sari Aleph, Seder Tfilas Musa B'Yachid. He spelled Simon Balach as Tfilas Musa Tesha Brochas. So the person Davins. Musaf, Rosh Hashanah is unique, it has nine brochas. He spelled Gam Kenny Mahim Balach. Everybody Davins quietly, nine brochas. Okay. The Mishabura Sivkat Nalav. His spelled Tzibur Teisha Brachas. Afuke Meiz Apoyim Shesavim Shabalachas Lo Yispalu Rak Sheva Brachas Kama Beshacharis. There are opinions that say that the Chazar Seshatz you daven nine brachas, but the individual person quietly only davens seven. So we don't say like that. So the minute that people have by the Nusach Svard that they blow tkiyas during the silent Shemoneh Esrei. So what they do it is they have to blow at the end of the three middle brachas. So the person who's blowing waits till he believes the average, most people have basically reached that point. Stops and waits
they blow the tkiyas, and then he says the next bracha blows the tkiyas, the next bracha blows the tkiyas, and then they continue. So that's what he did. So everybody's waiting there. He blows the tkiyas. He made a mistake. So it's a milshem esrei. So you can't, you know, you also ligar boy, also lasuach b'em, so ligar. You can't speak during your shemoneh esrei to yell at him, to correct him. For yotzu b'tkiyas to miyoshev, meister yotzu already with tkiyas to miyoshev.
Okay.
So you read it meeker than you were yotze with hearing what's earlier. So we're not going to allow you to interrupt Shemoneh Esrei for these tkiyas which meeker than you were yotze earlier. Let's say you came in later. Right, and you were not yotze with the tkiyas to miyoshev because you weren't there for the tkiyas to miyoshev. You're being yotze with these tkiyas now. So it says, and the guy didn't blow it properly. So you'll hear it after the oven. In other words, was the case? The case of the sheikh made the tkiyah made a mistake. And he didn't realize. So somebody needs to indicate to him you made a mistake. He says, the answer is no. That we'll let it go. The mice of the minig is that we're not mafsik but deeper. Even though during Shemoneh Esrei the mice you can't, besides deeper you can't even make any type of gestures. We're going to allow gestures in order to so that the tkiyah should be done. That he should realize he made a mistake and blow the tkiyah. Again, in the case where they're blowing during the silent Shemoneh Esrei, so and the Baal Tekiyah made a mistake and did not realize it, so you cannot speak to point out to him they made a mistake and then we should blow again. But you can you may indicate with some type of a gesture to that he should correct himself. Beis. Now we're talking about the halachos of the nusach of Musa. Aminik pashat v'chol b'nei sor she'emas kirin b'sukei korban musaf klal. They don't mention the psukim of the korban musaf. Hagav aminik pashat v'sukei ashkenaz v'gilus elu lermer b'sukei musaf Rosh Hashanah. We do say it. But we don't mention Musaf Rosh Chodesh. We don't mention Rosh Chodesh. Alarm Milvado Lasa Chodesh Min Chosav Lasa Tumidim Min Chosav. We quote the phrase Lasa Chodesh Min Chosav Lasa Tumidim Min Chosav, which is a pasuk, which indicates that we recognize that there is a Korban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. Sirim Lachaper Shnei Tumidim Gil Chosav. So asking him to add in the psukim of Shabbos and Shabbos, quoting the pasuk of Rosh Chodesh, people were familiar. But however, when we're dealing with the psukim of Rosh Hashanah, people were not so familiar, and we're afraid that the person will come to get confused. You're to say, bring the korbanos like it says in the Torah. That's it. That's on the shita of the Shulchan Aruch. Ramah says, we do say it. But when I'm sukkim musaf Rosh Chodesh, a feel of a biker, it's the parashis of korbanos, and I'm oisai. We don't mention Rosh Chodesh in Shemoneh Esrei. And similarly, in the morning, when you say korbanos, so you say korbanos in Rosh Chodesh, there's a place you insert the paragraph of the korbanos of Rosh Chodesh, the musaf of Rosh Chodesh, in the nusach of korbanos you say in the morning. Well, I'm sure you don't say that. The Talmud holds that. Okay, shall Yarm Shin and the Rosh Chodesh Iker come up Rosh Chodesh? People will assume that since there's 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, and we know there's 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, and the true day of Rosh Chodesh is really the second one. But I'm saying, okay, the Chodesh El Olam and I'm over. But Rosh Hashanah, that's incorrect. The Iker is the first day, because Elul, we never Ma'abra Elul, so day 30 is always the Iker day, as opposed to your average Rosh Chodesh, where day 31 is the Iker day. So that is confusing. If we refer to it as Rosh Chodesh, people are going to get confused and assume the second day is the Iker day. We don't want that. Right, Tom? So we don't want to mention that what's unique and extraordinary about the day is Rosh Chodesh, because that's lessening its respect. What's unique about the day is that it's Rosh Hashanah. You have to mention Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, Nichol v'Masher v'Mizikaron, Kogam Rosh Chodesh, Ksiv. Okay, so the Yom Zikaron refers to Rosh Chodesh, like you say, Yisrael Chenel Tamer Rosh Chodesh. We refer to Rosh Chodesh also the Yom Zikaron. Ksiv v'Yom Kesa, Zeh Rosh Hashanah Rosh Chodesh Miskasa. So that's also Rem is this idea that we don't mention Rosh Chodesh. So we don't mention Rosh Chodesh explicitly because we refer to simply this is the day where the Chodesh is miskas. So the same way we look at the Levana being mechusa, and we make the yomtiv, we talk about it less. Shnei sirim lechaper, palit, hanu asir shehu lechatos, masor shel Rosh Chodesh. So what are the shnei sirim lechaper? On Rosh Hashanah, there's a sorer which is a part of its yom musiv. There's a sorer lechatos, and Rosh Chodesh also is a sorer lechatos. So that's the shnei sirim. Rabbi Kengam can musiv yom zikurot. They call gam Rosh Chodesh. He mentioned plural to include Rosh Chodesh. Al magam shemachaber kosa zeh ba'atzah b'siv kibul. So some more importantly, the end of the afternoon again, the Shemar b'sukim yom musiv. The Shulchan Aruch is going to say it in a second. So why does Rambam mention it? Because it beats the makar the makar, but you don't say the actual pesukim. I need to make sure that I say musvei to include Rosh Chodesh. According to us, we said pesukim. Maybe musvei is not ma'akim. It's also you have to say.
So this is from
Moshe
Feinstein.
Gimel. So I'm going to ask musvei yom zikaron. Can I look well? Gam Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh. Gam yom sheni yom es musvei. So we say musvei. Plural to include Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh. Now, on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, it's already Beis Tishrei. There's also things of Rosh Chodesh on Beis. Rosh Chodesh is we are Rosh Chodesh on day Lamed and Yom Al. We never have a Rosh Chodesh. We refer to Rosh Chodesh on day two. So you're going to say on the second day of Shemoneh Esrei. A musaf of Rosh Hashanah Beis Tishrei Musvei plural referring to Rosh Chodesh. Yes, you do that. Gam Yemesheni Yemes Musvei. Vav Gam Yemesheni. It's a learner. Av Gav the Bechadish Tishrei Yom Rishon Hu Eikur. Shemayim Bar LaMoyedim. That's the day we count from for all Yom Tovim. We don't want to be mezalzel on the second day. We don't say musvei. You say it's not Rosh Chodesh. It's not Rosh Hashanah either. Right? You can't split the two. So if you're going to say musvei, people say it's not Rosh Chodesh. It's not Rosh Hashanah. Gorgeous. You can be makel. But you have an imam musaf ain't tzarich lachzor. But you're mentioning imam musaf chayzer. So if you said in the singular on the second day, but you have a yigaytzi, but not on the first day. Okay, now. The Sharatian involved says, so he just told me on Yom Rishon that if you said Musaf, is that a Musaf, you have to go back. So that's not so kosher. If he said Musaf instead of Musve, he has to go back. How do you come to see him abroad? Person realized before he finished the bracha, go back to that point and correct yourself. But if you finish already the bracha to Hashem, right? And he finishes off the bracha of Melech Kol Oretz because he's over Yemezi Kuro. Ain Chot Lach. It doesn't go back. Why? The Mistab that feel him dealing with Yemezi Kuro is Musaf Yemezi Kuro and Nasav and Akir. Okay.
Okay, you're going to be yotz. Why? Ella, Amr v'sham naselaf anecha benakriv to me the kesijam musubim kelchosam kakusub b'saras mashavda. That's all you said. You didn't say any more. The person says, "Let us go back to Beis Hamikdash and be makriv there the kabbonis that like says that the Torah is supposed to do." That's all you said. You didn't say what they were. You didn't say anything else. The loch is your yotz. That's Rabbeinu Tam and Tosis. Rabbeinu Tam says, as long as you said that phrase, v'sham naselaf anecha, to me the kesijam drum musubim. That's good enough. You know, you didn't say what it was. Okay.
So
it must be that some sort of mitzvah. The nusach that the Sharatin over here says is kakasub b'saras mashavdecha. That's, you're right. Our nusach is a little bit different. Okay. Dalit. So we're talking about the law of Mosif. I remember Masar psukim shal malchius, Masar shal zekranes, Masar shal shafaris, b'chol bracha. We have to say 10 psukim each for that bracha. 10 of malchius and malchius of zekranes. And Shepharis. Of the 10, we divide them up. Shlosha Shal Meham Shal Torah. The first three are from the Torah. Shlosha Shal Ksuvim. Shlosha Shal Neviim. Vechad Shal Torah. We have a standard nusach. The truth is, Mikir Adin, a person could pick his own psukim and say his own psukim. There are certain psukim that you're not supposed to say, like we'll see. But as long as you said, if you want to say more than 10, also is mutter. Most people nowadays. Right? You said Malchus and said the Malchus, the Council of Malchus is written in the Torah. Okay? So it's like you said the Pesukim. Mishmiris HaKotin Zayin. I remember Asura. Connected Asura Pesukim Shal Ha'alu Kelba Kotshoi. So why 10? Because you find in the capital Ha'alu Kelba Kotshoi has 10 Pesukim. Connected Asura Sadibris. So all these are tents. Malchus, the Kabbal, Allah, Malchus, Shemaim.
They're not 10 psukim in the Hallelujah.
They're the 10 Hallelujahs.
10 Hallelujahs.
That's a very good question. You are correct. You should really say that.
Okay, all 9 Hallelujahs.
Okay.
Malchus.
Yeah, Rashi Mishabur says, Kenegan Asar Psukim Shal Halalu Kelbakosh. I understand, but I read the Mishabur as written. No, my job isn't to be correct the Mishabur. Okay. Malchus, a Kabbalah Malchus Shema. Alright? So the person should. So the point is, when you say Malchus, you're supposed to be Makabu Malchus. We're dabbing that Hashem should remember us. We're saying that the process will be done through the schools of the mitzvah shayfer. If at the end of you end up with the pasuk of Navi, he'd be yotzei. It's only said, like it's written in the Torah, we say it's like, you know, we'll fill in the blanks for you. You know. You should say that. So you have to introduce each section with a phrase of this is that thus it says in the Torah, thus it says in the Subim, thus it says in the V. Okay.
Okay.
Hey.
Hello, Mr. Bren.
It's the hay over here. And I'm in Pasuk, the Malchus, so the Pesukim which we choose should not, again, they would choose their own Pesukim. So we have a standard text which we use, but you can choose your own Pesukim. You can't choose Pesukim of how Hashem is going to use his Malchus to punish Klal Yisrael, or the Zikaron will be the Ra. We don't want to mention this type of thing. And also, the Zikaron, the Rosh Hashanah has his Zikaron.
an individual, Abram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, whoever it is, that so. With someone, an individual person, we don't use that possible.
It's a predicate.
Vav. Yesh karam tag. Some people complain. Amashanoigim lahashim psukei shafaras pasuk v'yemsim chastem she master by shayfer el chatzaitzus pasuk v'yemsim chastem over dechem muskatem b'chatzaitzrois. Doesn't say shayfer, says chatzaitzus. Right. So that's referred to them as the obvious. But Rosh Hashanah, cost of the Karmim.
It doesn't refer to them as
the Rosh says that the Rosh made a bris with them for their children. The bris wasn't with them, the bris was for them with their children. So they're functioning as the Ovis of Kli, so not as Rosh Hashanah remembering that Abram was a nice guy. Okay, so let's hold it here. So hold it by Zion.